Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. You're listening to Issues in Focus. Most electronics in our homes, like smartphones, tablets, lawn tools, laptops, all kinds of devices, even toys today, use a charge that is powered by lithium-ion batteries, which, if not used correctly, can easily overheat or even cause a fire. Last week was National Fire Prevention Week, and joining us today is Kelly Ransdell. She's the Director of Public Education Division of the NFPA. That's the National Fire Prevention Association. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you give us first a brief history of the National Fire Prevention Week? I understand it goes back over 100 years.
It does. We just celebrated our 103rd year, and this is the longest running health and safety observance on record. Mm. And it's one time during the year that fire departments all across the country put out one common message on an emerging issue. And so it is super exciting for us to celebrate Fire Prevention Week, which then extends into Fire Prevention Month.
So the theme this year is, or it was actually last week, and it is Charge Into Fire Safety, focusing on lithium-ion batteries in our home. Why don't we start with how does one actually start a fire with these batteries?
Well, that is the scariest thing about this topic, and that is that this new technology that is in practically everything that we have that's rechargeable mm-hmm. has a fiery side. And in spite of the fact that it's very portable and very lightweight, because it has this fiery side, it surfaced as we were doing education to the fire service that there were three main categories of things that people can do to reduce or eliminate their fire risk. So the first one would be how we buy them. And the second one is how we charge them. And then lastly, it is how do you properly dispose of them by recycling them. Hmm. And that is a special recycling that happens.
How can we actually prevent a fire from happening with these batteries?
Well, the first thing is we want to prevent them from going into what we call thermal runaway. And so you really need to take special care with them. They don't do well in really hot temperatures.
Yeah.
They don't do well in cold temperatures. So, of course, the first is how you buy them. To buy them safely, you're going to buy them with what we call a safety certification mark. And so this would be something similar to UL, ETL, CSA. They're a round little circle that's on a product or on the box. And mm-hmm. what that means is it meets minimum safety standards. And
right.
by doing that, it provides a better quality product, and we know how it will perform.
Something that I saw recently, a video, sometimes we charge our phone before we go to bed, and then it charges up to 100%, and it stays there overnight, and it just keeps charging. Is that something, too, that maybe is a safety hazard?
Well, yes, definitely charging. There's a couple of things you should do. First is, you always want to charge with the cord or the cable that came with that product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're a very mobile society, so if you lose one, you got to spend a little extra time and make sure you buy one that is allowed by the manufacturer, because an off-brand charger can damage the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just like you said, we've got to change how we think of these batteries, and that is when we put it on a charger, you want to make sure that you're supervising it. And when it gets to 100%, you want to take it off the charger.
Right.
And that's super important, because this constant charging can cause an issue with it.
Hmm.
So you want to make sure with that charging that you want to have the right cable and also take it off at 100%.
Definitely good to know. You recommend researching to your product that you're trying to charge that uses a lithium ion battery. What should we be looking for?
Well, you want to look for this safety certification mark. And so UL, ETL, and CSA are some of the ones that are out there. But in North America, we have this product standard that helps us to make sure that a product has met certain quality controls. And so these safety certification marks are one of the important things, because if they have that, we know how they'll perform. And so that's a really key thing besides charging, is how we buy them.
Should we be, now you mentioned recycling, that is definitely something we want to do, correct?
It is. And unfortunately, we don't want people throwing it in regular trash, because we've had trash trucks that have been have caught fire when they compact it. We've had landfill fires.
Wow.
But we also don't want you putting it in a regular recycling bin. There's special handling that has to happen with these batteries, and you want to actually turn them in. And so if you'll go to a website called calltorecycle.org and put in your zip code, it will show you where in your community you can turn these in. Most retailers that sell the battery will have a way to take those back in. So things like a Home Depot, a Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Best Buy, battery and bulbs, but it will list all the locations near you for you to safely turn these in, because when we do that, it prevents fires in the trash stream, but also in traditional recycling bins.
Fantastic. We've been talking to Kelly Ransdell. She's the Director of Public Education Division of the National Fire Prevention Association. Kelly, thank you so much for your time today. Very helpful.
Thank you very much.
All right. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WIRVM. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.